The overall value, when, you know, we look around, we find lots all over the county. I think we included a few examples on those that are, you know, closer to the $5,000 range where I think these were at before. Still a little confused to that. And we're basically asking that they be assessed for $5,000.
So you're asking, I mean, right now they're assessed for $10,000. So, and it's my understanding that traditionally developer lots are usually at a lower value than what they are to retail value.
Yeah.
Because when you, I presume you're going to be building houses on these.
That's the plan.
Right.
We've started
so when
with
you build a house, you're going to, I mean, obviously you sell the house to the end individual. It's going to get go out and get reassessed, and then that lot value will have some other value on it based on that. And so...
So very similar to the last project, we bought this project at an arm's length that was on the market for 6 or 7 years, and we bought it, and we didn't pay $10,000 a lot. So, you know, we... I very much feel like the value's right there. Yes, we're going to improve it.
Yeah, and you're going in and fixing the roads. And
we've already repaved it with one coat and fixed the roads. One, we got to tear up for water and sewer and stuff, but for some lots through time, and it will get another coat of asphalt.
Sure.
That's part of our project. And, yes, that does add, you know, a couple $100,000 in value through time.
And it looks like it's been in the past.
It's been $5,400. Quite a few years.
And yep. then when, I mean, that's kind of, are you following on the developer lot scenario, how that has been in the past? I mean,
sure. I mean, you get your value later and assess. What's the increase? I thought we weren't doing vacant lots this year. What's the?
Well, as far as what we're trying to do is bring all the values up the same as far as the equalization, so every lot in there is up at $10,000 now. But I would look also at the fact that when most of those lots there, when the houses are placed on them, the values have increased on the land anywhere from $30,000 to $37,000 is what we have them in. So I don't think we're overpriced at $10,000 at all on them. And comparing, I know there's lots in Merriam Woods for $5,000, but I would think these lots are a little bit better class than what the Merriam Wood lots would be, for
and,
sure.
And I would not argue one iota with the fact that, you know, the valuation that the assessor's office has on this is quote unquote an accurate or quote unquote fair number as far as if you were looking individually. I just know that traditionally the assessor's office or the county has given a lower level for a developer in process of building a home on a lot so that they have carry costs on that. And those carry costs will go over because every one of those, I mean, I got a little subdivision back behind me that I jackhammering on forever, but I can live with that. But all those lots back in Woodbridge that were vacant lots now have homes on them, and it increased the value of that.
Right.
So
how many of the lots are the right-hand lots? How many do we have of those compared to the other ones we're talking about?
I think there's 8 of the big lots that are nice, and then there's everything else is, yeah, so-so to, you know, some are going to be a task to build on, but Jeff knows what I'm talking about. I can build on anything, so.
Understand.
And I think it's a moot point on whether one's a good lot or one's a bad lot in there, because the bottom line is the assessor's office is going to go out and reassess when after that home's built on there. They're going to come out and build it and assess the lot for $30,000, $35,000, $37,000 because it's going with a house.
Right, but when you say you brought all the other lot values up, and you look, we gave you some examples just right across the road in Holiday Hills, lots that are selling for $20,000 and $25,000 are assessed for $5,000. We're not selling our lots.
Where is that at?
In the books. You just pull them up. I mean, there's ones on Yandell Cove. There's ones in Ashbrook. I can't think of the name of the subdivision. It's Ashbrook. I mean, it's all over town. You can pull $5,000 lots up everywhere. And less, you know, all over the county. So, yes, bringing up just our subdivision to $10,000 is a fact. But it isn't a true value. We paid X for the subdivision. And, you know, $5,000 is fair.
Do you have a question?
The thing is we're getting down to a point where it is subdivisions. And so what I'm going to say to you is you even mentioned you've already started improving. It's got water. They have electricity. If there's lots that don't have that, then perhaps those would go down. But you've already got improvements here. But on the same note, if you have a piece of land that you bought and there's been no improvements, it's just farm field, mm-hmm. We should take that to agriculture unless you have platted it. Once it's platted, Kenny Davis said that it has more value once you've platted it. And so...
I'd like to know where that comes from, that the value is more. Because platting it has no more value. You can't build on it.
But once you've platted it, I mean, truly, Mr. Creedon, the rest of the county, the people are not as sophisticated as a developer knowing what you can do with land. We really aren't. And so you're competing with things that other people wouldn't even have a clue how to replat their land. And so
penalize the ones that are smarter? That makes sense.
Well, I'm not trying to penalize you. I'm just saying come across for your bigger properties that if you haven't platted them yet and you're sitting on them and they're not.
Okay, but we're not talking about that on this one. That is another one coming up that we're going to talk about.
Right.
But it'd be best to wait till then. But this project was already platted. We did replat some of it because there was vacant land there, and we replatted it so that we could make the planning steps to get the water, sewer, and everything to those lots. We chose to pave the road because we're going to proceed with some of the construction in the areas that will work. And then we'll run the water and sewer to it. I can give you a complete list.
My difficulty is yes, you came in and bought some of these lots, and then if I have another investor that buys two lots, well, then he says he's going to develop those, and I need to be at the same rate for everybody.
You have people that have bought lots for $40,000 that are valued at five.
Can we see one of those? Can we see do you remember where one is?
That's $5,000?
Yes.
In this subdivision.
It doesn't have to be in this
subdivision. It's not in this subdivision, but that's the wrong file. I'm going to mess it up.
You said it. So
Holiday Hills, you can look up, you want the parcel ID?
Parcel ID would work for our clerk's office. So.
To find it on here?
Yes.
Okay, so 17-2.0-03-004. -003-009.000. So that's a lot. That's similar to some of our lots. That's got a golf course, a bunch of golf club of membership or amenities and pools and all that stuff, which we do not have. Which lot's worth more? By that lot alone, ours should be valued at $2,500. I'm asking for $5,000. The next one. You ready for the next one? Sorry, I have to take the paperclip off. 17-2.0-03-004-003-008.000. And that's, I just did the same one. Did I? No. Nope, it's really close to the same one.
Well, you've got it set up by price per land value. You can see them sitting there. Didn't it say all five?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's 5,000, 5,000, 5,000, 5,000, 5,000.
So this is very close with a heck of a lot more amenities and a golf course. So I don't have a golf course. We do have a little lake over there.
I think the precedent here is if you were selling this lot on a one-off, that's a different deal. But whenever there's development happening in that area, it's raising the overall tax base, and it's not like if these were set on indefinitely, that might be a different deal.
So these are on Cedar Park. If you want to go to a
different area, seeing how some other $5,000 lots are here.
You got Timber Lake Road off of T Highway. If you want that one,
sure.
08
Timber Lake.
What's that?
Timber Lake.
So the parcel ID is 08-28-00-00-052.001.
The ones with houses, everything is 10 except for the ones with houses, and they went from 37. So as far as the lots that are higher in there, well, they're all the same.
So this is a 1 acre lot worth $5,170. And then I've got a 2 acre lot on Cedar Park Road. Would you like that one? It's a 2 acre lot.
Yes.
So it's, now I'm going to say that one probably needs a septic. I don't know. I would say it probably needs a well and septic too. So it would be slightly different. Cedar Park, I'm not 100% sure their rules. I should know, but this one 08-7.0-35-000-000.
Mr. Creighton, how many homes you built last year?
I don't know, but approximately 100.
How many did you build last year? The prior year?
Probably 80.
How many homes are you building this year?
I have no clue.
Okay.
120 to 150.
Okay. I was just talking with a builder that's a client out of Oklahoma City, built about 20 homes a year, nothing huge. And they were saying, what are you doing to offset the housing shortage? I said, well, we have a couple builders that are building. And I said, I think if they weren't building, we would have a serious, I don't know where we would put for the last 3 years, 300 people in homes. And in all 300 homes, there's 300 homes there that we're taxing now at least, I'm just going to give $100,000 valuation. I'm sure it's more than that. But that, A, developed our tax base, B, created homes, and for the most part, affordable homes for people that are moving here or live here that wouldn't have another place to live. In this particular area, you have to blast, jackhammer, or something in order to have water and sewer or to create roads, and it takes, I'm trying to think of the right word, gonads to be able to do something like that, or risk. You have to take risk in order to do that. Traditionally, this county has given when a developer develops a break in that regard, and it's really not a break because there's other lots that are assessed for the same value and some in nicer subdivisions than Cross Creek. So for that matter, I make a motion that we keep these lots at the $5,000 valuation.
Before I answer, what did you have a comment?
I mean, in this area, that's the lots are higher than they are out. He's picking, cherry picking lots all over, but we don't know different sizes. When you buy lots down T Highway, you've got views, you've got acreage, all different things. A $10,000 lot is not unbelievable for this area. As Mr. Adams pointed out, he's picking out things that even in Merriam Woods, which you also have lots of
Merriam
Woods.
Merriam Woods.
All right, five.
He did.
Well, you're not picking it because...
I didn't say
no,
Merriam Woods.
No, I can get you lots in there that... Well, you mentioned... Somebody
mentioned
Merriam Woods.
It was my office.
Well, let's refrain from the argument here. I just wanted to know if you guys had...